and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
back in the jungle.
Right. Yeah, I knew I forgot to do something. Thank you, Andy. This is the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. And this is our first show of the 90s. And maybe our last. Yeah, we're back live from the Aloha Lounge, but barely. And my two personal bartenders, Andy and Sally, are here.
Yep, mix it up.
Ill Brooch is going under the knife today. And I don't know what Den's doing. He's farting around with Nick somewhere. We'll get him. Anyway, what do we have in store? We got a good show anyway, despite the fact. We will be announcing our Media Star of the Year award.
All right.
Who will take that coveted place alongside such our last three winners, James Ramsour, Tracy Lords, and Ramona Africa? Well, wasn't much of a contest, but we'll be announcing that about 5 o'clock. And we got some tickets for the big Roscoe's Gang gig at Maxwell's next week, which we'll be giving away. And, of course, we have our Blues Hangover, Hillbilly Hangover, a Vom set, Soul Caboose, and a pile of trashy old rock and roll 45s, especially since I bought a whole bunch of them, new ones down in Florida, new old ones, ones you never heard. Yeah, I got a ton of records as usual. So we got enough 45 spindles, I think, to get us through it. And we can just kick right into it right now. Actually, we'll get one request out of the way, and then we'll hit some of the new stuff I picked up. Yep. Three Aces and a Joker.
Fill it up, then you drink it down. Again, you fill it up, and again, you drink it down. Everybody rocking, having a time until they bring on some better red cherry wine.
Enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that bologna. I want Wardinsky.
Sugar Fruit is my name. That's what the girls call me.
Yeah.
gonna ramble on down to Seventh and Kell, and we're inviting you to have some Jumpin' George Barbecue.
This is the
point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll Terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Back in the States.
Right. It's the Hound. Then, this is FMU East Orange. What was that trash? That last thing we heard, Dennis the Rocket and with Webb Foley's Quartet on the Merrill. Is that it? The Merrill label. They made it look like a Herald label, but it's a Merrill label. And it's, there's an address here. 1312 Houston Street Building, Fort Wayne, Indiana. But I doubt they're still there. Anyway, that's Jungle Jive. Counting backwards, we're Jimmy Reed with Odds and Ends. Bobby in His Orbits with Bandstand Dancing. Rudy Green with Juicy Fruit. Three Aces and a Joker by request with Booze Party. And we didn't read the instrumental set. At least I didn't. For those of you who care, Ward Darby and the Raves with Safari was the last thing. And then the whole instrumental set backwards was the Downbeats with Midnight Express. The Strangers with Caterpillar Crawl. Doug Falks and his Airedales out of Miami, 1958 there, with Dicla, whatever that means, D-I-C-L-A. And we opened up with Pat and the Satellites in Jupiter City. Anyway, let's get on with it. News for the brain damaged. Anybody want to start? Or should we draw straws?
All right, I'll go first. What the hell? Let's see. Well, in Texas, where they do everything bigger and stupider.
Yeah, from the people are stupid, but most especially in Dallas Department.
There seems to be this this supermarket food chain has decided to deter the shoplifters by setting up cardboard cutouts of policemen in their store. They're 6 foot tall cardboard cutouts of cops in uniform, which seems to stop people from shoplifting. This should work well
that
in
would
the
work,
drug war.
Yeah, it would work really great in New York City.
Yeah, in my neighborhood, it'd keep all the out-of-town junkies out of, you know, just set them up on the corners. You know.
Mm-hmm. Paint by number, maybe?
Yeah.
They're probably smarter than most cops.
Okay, if your holidays were pretty bad, just think of it this way. It could always be worse. Survivors of a Christmas Eve sea accident in the southern Philippines claim they were attacked by a giant octopus that overturned their motorized canoe.
Oh, sure.
has one of those ever been seen, actually found, a giant octopus?
Yep. Octopi? I don't know.
Well, fishermen on Monday found 12 survivors clinging to the overturned craft.
If they ever find a giant squid, we can drag it over to the focacciaria and have them cook it up for us.
Yeah. They get a little tough.
Hound family dinner.
A little tough and rubbery, though, when they get to be that size, you know.
Okay. Suddenly the waters began to bubble, said survivor Agapito Caballero. Caballero's brother said the octopus grabbed the vessel's pontoons and overturned it, but the octopus submerged after the attack and did not harm them. Changed his mind, I guess.
Anyway, we got one more good. Our streets are now safer for you diaper wearing listeners. 29-year-old Rockman County man who gained notoriety for dressing in a diaper and asking children, "Where's the party?" I really thought Dale Ashman was that guy.
No.
Was sentenced yesterday to 2 to 6 years in prison for sodomizing a 10-year-old boy. Oh. 2 to 6 years. David A. Cohen of Ramapo, New York, pleaded guilty in November. He was dubbed the Diaper Man in the mid-80s when he roamed the Rockland County streets clad in only a diaper, approaching children with that question, "Where is the party?" Denois, some tips for you there.
You sure that wasn't good? Potty? I don't know.
Party. Anyway, we got some serious thing here to get to.
Yes.
Serious?
The tragic tale of WFM.
Yeah, you know, how will it all end? Well, it may end sooner than anybody thinks.
Yeah.
Okay. As you may already know, WFMU's broadcast license is being challenged by 3 other non-commercial radio stations. These 3 stations are lobbying to the FCC to cut our power down from its current booming 1,440 watts to 650 watts. If you think you have a hard time getting it now,
Kiss it goodbye.
If this happens, we would lose over half our listeners at least and would never be able to raise enough money to stay afloat. We are not mentioning these other stations by name over the air for reasons that are very complicated, but you can find out more by reading an article in this week's issue of the Village Voice, page 66. If you don't want to spend a buck, you can read it on the newsstand. We have to be very careful about what we say on the air about this because our opponents would love to slap us with a libel or slander suit. If you would like to help us, we are asking listeners to write letters of support to us. We are going to collect several thousand letters and then submit them to the FCC. Please do not write the FCC. Your letter should contain the following information. How long have you been listening to and or contributing to WFMU? If you have trouble picking up the station and listen anyway, mention that. Talk about what the station means to you.
Sharpen your crayons.
Mention whether you would be able to find a substitute for FMU if it was to disappear. Be sure to include your full name and address. Now send your letters to, get your crayons out, Ken Friedman, WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. And you can hear a weekly update on our legal situation every Wednesday afternoon at 12:15.
Why don't you repeat that address again there?
We'll get to it later. The address is very simple. WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey. Address it to Ken Friedman, and the zip is 07019. Got it?
I've already written my letter. I think it's a good
Yeah,
good
really.
Idea.
I mean, the station could go under for reasons that, if I told you, it would make you mad, but I can't. I'm under orders not to speak anything else about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get Soul Caboose out of the way. What do you say?
Yeah.
Bobby Bird, what's the word?
Johannesburg.
Ah, no, wrong record. How about this one? Bobby Bird, what's the word? That's it.
Oh, to be on, too. He's a religious bug. And right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
This is a hit!
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
I'm like a stranger. I'm like a stranger in my own hometown. I'm like a stranger. Stranger in my own hometown. Some folks I've known since my childhood just don't seem to want me around. I came home with good intentions about 5 or 6 years ago. I came home with good intentions. 6 years ago, but my hometown won't accept me. I just don't feel welcome here no more. You see, I'm a family man. I work hard in my kind of business to do the very best I can. Now, I don't mistreat nobody. They'll lie if they say I do. Oh, there are some here that like me, but they are so very, very few. That's why I feel like a stranger. Stranger in my own hometown. My so-called friends stop being friendly. But you can't keep a good man down. No, you can't keep him down.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. Howdy, FMU, East Orange. That was today's Soul Caboose. God, Don Cornelius, his mind is completely gone, feeble. Mashed potatoes brains. I think it's time for me to get his job.
How can you tell?
I watched him this morning for about 5 minutes. He's completely out of it. Anyway, that was Percy Mayfield, Stranger in My Own Hometown. Counting backwards, Clarence Ask with Trouble I've Had. Irma Franklin by request, very scratchy copy of Peace of My Heart. The Five Deutones, We Want More. I don't like that song.
You don't?
I played the wrong side of the record. I screwed up on that record twice. We meant to hear the Woodbine Twine. But I'm going to sing it for you instead. No.
Oh, good.
And we open up with Bobby Bird and Back from the Dead.
Which is what we want FMU to be, Back from
the
Dead.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back in the news here a little bit. We got a good one here. This is in Syracuse over the weekend. A man fighting with his best friend about whether he was too drunk to drive fell off a porch and died, officials say. Thomas Horner, age 45 of Syracuse, died Thursday at the Krause Irving Memorial Hospital. According to police, Horner's pal, Francis Murdent, 42, told them he and Horner were drinking Sunday to celebrate New Year's Eve. Murdent believed Horner was too intoxicated to drive and tried to stop him. Horner fumbled over the 5 steps to the sidewalk after Murdent punched him. Investigators aren't sure whether Horner fell because of his intoxication or because of the punch. A grand jury is investigating.
There's more than one way to win an argument, I guess.
Yeah, give me your best shot. Anyway, we got an animal story? We need some...
We got an animal story?
Good dog story.
Arf.
Beware of the mailman. $500 funeral for dog. A dog that was shot by a mailman this week will be buried in a silk-lined casket at the expense of the Postal Service. And the letter carrier has been charged with felony counts that could send him to prison for more than 5 years.
Ha. That's what he gets for murdering the poor pooch.
Yeah.
But didn't the lady give him, like, a present and he shot her dog?
Yeah, the 30... Okay.
A mean mailman.
The 34-year-old carrier Floyd Sterling shot the dog Tuesday as its owner, Tammy Brody, was opening the front door to give him a Christmas bottle of vodka. Mr. Sterling later said the dog, a German Shepherd named Skippy, had been menacing him and had once bitten him.
Well...
Anyway, meanwhile, the Postal Service has offered to pay for Skippy's burial next Wednesday. Plans for the $500 burial at Los Angeles Pet Memorial Park include a silk-lined casket, large floral displays, and a graveside ceremony and a headstone, or maybe a dog stone.
Unfortunately, the dog won't be able to enjoy it.
Yeah, I hope they bury him with that bottle of vodka. I think that would be fitting, you know, in the casket.
But he wish he had fallen off the porch.
Maybe. Anyway.
We're losing it today. Whose brain is going soft? Let's have a little competition here.
Mine is definitely
right.
Soft. Let's get one from the legal desk out of the way.
This one is also a Texas story where they know how to deal with death in lawsuits. It seems that there was a construction accident, and the person in the construction accident died. And his relatives sued, which is a very normal American red-blooded thing to do.
Especially in Texas.
In any case... They didn't like the lawyer for the construction company, who seems, unlike most lawyers, wasn't a really nice guy. So they offered to settle the family of the guy who died in the construction accident. They said, we will forego our $50,000 that we're asking for if each of the relatives of this guy who died would be allowed to punch the lawyer in the face.
That's worth it.
Let's see if you had... You know, 10 relatives, that's $5,000 a punch about. You know,
that's worth it.
There you go.
Anyway, not a whole lot to announce this week, but our boy Roscoe the Vibe Meister has got a couple of his solo gigs coming up Wednesday at the Lone Star Cafe, along with the world-famous Blue Jays, who will be on the bill. Roscoe's gang. and Friday at Maxwell's in Hoboken. We got some tickets for that to give away, and we'll give them away right after the Blues Hangover. The only other thing, worthwhile thing I know of is a week after next, Booker T and the MGs are playing at the Lone Star. Yeah. Outside of that, not much. But let's get right to Blues Hangover. And I got five in a row that I never played before on the show. So
never, ever?
Kind of a treat.
The 90s.
Yeah, it's the 90s. Oh, let's kick it up. Kick it off with, I like this one, Messed Up, it's called. 2, 3, Messed Up.
Bachelor girls, you say you're on a diet of shredded wheat and carrot sticks and you gain 7 pounds in a week, and you finally got invited out to a candlelight dinner at the Automat, and you give your date $3 to get some nickels and he never comes back, and a big weird creep seems to be offering you a ride home, only you're afraid it might be his home, and it is. Is that what's perturbing you today, sweetheart?
Take one, Blue Lonesome by Little Motherfucker Waller. I lay my head on a pillow,
like another world. I cried, baby, please, please come back to me. That you're gonna let me. My heart is full of misery.
Bobolina, you say you had your nose fixed and it's bigger now? And your phone hasn't rung since Halloween except for 5 wrong numbers and 1 strange call? And you get in the subway during the rush hour and when you get home you find out your nylons are missing? And you go out on a blind date and end up with your brother? And your roommate wants you to get her out of trouble, she hit a bouncer at a friendship club? And you're babysitting and the kid turns out to be a 37-year-old midget. Does all this seem to upset you, baby girl?
Well, I'll read it. y'all so doggone plain.
Hey there, Hester. Say you go to a movie on Times Square and you have to change your seat 14 times. And a man's walking up and down the aisle selling lemonade and whips. And when you get home, your roommate tells you she's got company. So you go to an all-night newsreel and see four shorts on duck hunting and a bouncing ball sing-along with Jack Palance. And it's 3 a.m. and it's pouring rain. Your head's got a lot of big orange streaks from that waterproof henna rinse. And you phone your roommate from a barroom on 10th Avenue and there's 3 guys in the back playing cards for you. So you call up your office manager and he invites you up for a nightcap and hands you a punch bowl full of vodka and says, chug-a-lug or you're fired. And you wake up 3 days later on a Portuguese fishing smack headed for Bombay. That's in India. And you just got mugged in the Tunnel of Love. Is that what's got you saving up for that charter flight, booby?
Well, this world's in a tangle. The people's going broke. Worried about my baby and I ain't got no place to go. I'm gonna dig myself a hole. Move down underground. I got my class card too. Worried about my baby and I don't know just what to do. I'm gonna dig myself a hole, move down underground. Well, when I come up, there won't be no walls around. Well, they took me down to the river and across the deep blue sea. My baby standing there wondering what's to become of me. I'm gonna dig myself a hole, move down underground. Well, when I come up, there won't be no water around. Leave my baby with her arm folded up and crying. That's why I believe that I'm gonna have to change my mind. I'm gonna dig myself a hole, move down underground. Well, when I come up, there won't be no water around. Well, I got no one to love me, just a woman alone. Give up my baby in my happy home. I'm gonna dig myself a hole, move down underground. Well, when I come up, there won't be no water around.
Job as a playboy bunny, even though you're 6'4". So what? You're going as a kangaroo. They won't know the difference. Remember, life begins at 40. But who wants to wait that long?
Oh, put a little French to that moan a little bit. You know, moan a little bit.
I'm hollering.
Moan like the wrinkles in your belly yet, will you?
You gonna give me some money?
No, you doing it for you doing it because you like me. I know.
Never. You ready? I'm so glad you can't put me out. I'm so glad you can't put me me. This was my house. I told my baby, this was my house. I live here, baby. You can't put me out. I work hard, baby, for this here house. I work hard, baby, for this here house.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange, and that was today's Blues Hangover. That last thing, that was Howlin' Wolf with unreleased version of Can't Put Me Out. We heard Robert Jr. Lockwood with I'm Gonna Dig Myself a Hole. Earl Hooker with Move On Down the Line. Little Walter, Blue and Lonesome, with that charming intro by Leonard Chess. And we opened up with Morris Pedro, and You Messed Up. I heard that. What are we going to do? Oh, we'll do one news. We'll do one news story, then we'll go into our plea for the station. There's a lot of new laws on the books now. It's 1990.
Yeah.
The nuts are running the country. The CIA is running the show. And some of these new laws you can look forward to, these are all actual real laws. State of Alaska increases residency requirement from 6 months to 2 years to qualify for the dividend given to each citizen from Alaska's $10 billion oil wealth savings account. It's expected to eliminate about 60,000 people this year from its dividends, which paid out last year $873 each.
Well, they're just going to put them out in the ice and let them freeze to death?
Or? Yep. Texas requires anybody possessing a wild animal, such as a lion, tiger, or bear, for breeding, exhibition, or personal use to obtain a permit. North Carolina makes it a misdemeanor to take or sell a labeled milk crate. Record collectors, get this, dairies say that crates were being snatched by people looking for convenient carriers or low-budget furniture. Georgia, oh, God, this is ridiculous. Georgia has made it illegal to have heavily tinted car windows.
Oh.
That's really creepy.
Oh, they want to see everything?
Yeah, they want to watch you. California requires state government agencies to answer their telephones by the 10th ring. They should have that for cable TV here. Illinois' new official fossil, formerly known as Atula monostrum geranium, is a foot long and has a snout like an elephant and is 3 million years old. They have a state fossil there.
Oh, yeah, I know California that.
California has passed an elephant law, which stems from a 1988 case in which an 8,000-pound pachyderm named Dunda at the San Diego Wild Animal Park, the animal was subjected to 2 days of beatings, which apparently caused severe injuries and trauma to his head. It is now a felony to beat an elephant in the state of California. Yeah. Plus, New York has these...
Elephant?
New York, you are not allowed to smoke anywhere in the state of New York. So there's no reason to live there anymore. Anyway. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, well, let's do this. Okay. I'll read this thing again first. Everybody get your crayons out. There's some very important and serious information here. WFMU's broadcast license is being challenged by three other non-commercial radio stations. These three stations are lobbying to the FCC to cut our power down from its current 1,440 watts to 650 watts. I mean, our signal is pretty feeble right now, but you can imagine us at 650 watts, right? If this happens, we would lose over half of our listeners and would have a very difficult time raising enough money to stay afloat. We're not mentioning these other stations by name over the air, but you
even
can find...
Even though we'd like to.
Yeah, because we don't want to be slapped with a slander or libel suit. But you can find out more about the situation by reading an article in this week's Village Voice, page 66. If you would like to help us, here's ways you can help us. You can write a letter to WFMU. We're going to collect all these letters and then submit them to the FCC. If you send it to a letter to the FCC, they'll throw it away. Send it to FMU with the following information. How long have you been listening? If you have trouble picking up the station and listen anyway, be sure to mention that. Talk about what the station means to you. Mention whether you would be able to find a substitute for FMU if we were to disappear. And be sure to include your full name and address. Send your letters to WFMU, Ken Friedman, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. Also, if you're a have any access to the press or media, if you're a writer or you got a, or you know, if Maury Povich is out there, maybe Connie Chung, any of those big shots. We, any press, any media coverage we can get on this thing will be to our advantage. It'll help a lot. So you budding rock critics out there might want to, you know, you can call here and 678-7743 and we'll talk about it. Okay. One more news story before we go back. Chuck Berry's in the news. He was our second run. He made a last minute try for the media star of the year.
Oh yeah, that's coming up.
And he came in pretty close second. And the latest is Hosanna A. Huck, age 43, was a cook at a restaurant in Wentzville, about 30 miles from St. Louis, which was owned by Chuck Berry. And she has sued him, claiming that he had a secret videotape recorder in the lady's bathroom, and he videotaped her. Her lawsuit said the videotapes were created for the improper purpose of entertainment and gratification of Berry's sexual fetishes.
Ooh.
Pretty good for a 63-year-old fart. You can see him in this month's High Society magazine in all his glory.
There's a lot to see in a lady's bathroom.
Good try, Chuck, but you didn't get it. Anyway, announcements. Roscoe's Gang with the world-famous Blue Jays this Wednesday at the Lone Star. And I don't know who they're playing with, but somebody else Friday at Maxwell's. We'll give away some tickets for that fairly soon, right after, you know, during the VOM set, we'll give away tickets. Anyway, let's go back, play some more records. I don't know if we got a vibe report today or not. I haven't spoken to the guy in a couple of weeks. But get to some of those new 45s I got down in Florida. Here's a good one. Waylon Bill Dell and his Bachelors on the OJ label.
You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose to rock and roll, baby. Now listen to me, 'cause it's crazy. Let me tell you, there's a thing to do. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose to rock and roll, baby. Now when you're rocking and you're popping, when you're swinging, this is the way to swing. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose to rock and roll.
I bet I'll do y'all a favorite song. It goes like this here.
Hey, lady, watch that door.
Well,
Baby said, I just got to, I just got to. Said, baby, just let me feel it. Said, no, I ain't gonna let you do nothing to it until we are married. He said, baby, I got to. Said, just let me smell it. Oh, please, oh, please. She said, baby, said, you don't have to wait but until Monday and you can get it. Said, baby, said, but I just got to smell it. She said, all right, I'm gonna let you smell it one time. He got down there and said, are you sure this will keep till Monday?
Thank you. This is a hit!
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. And that was a stack of scratchy 45s.
Scratchy, scratchy.
They're cheaper when you buy them scratchy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we heard Bob and Ray with Shorty Shorty. Clifton Chenier. I don't know if that was his very first record, but it's pretty. If not, it's one of them. The Big Wheel. Counting Backwards. Buddy Sharp and his Shakers with Jumpin' the River. If you don't mind. The Rays with Elevator Operator, and we open up with Whalen Bill Dell and his Bachelors, and You Gotta Be Loose.
That was fun.
You like that one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? Anyway, I don't know if we're going to get a vibe report today or not, but we can get into some rock. Well, you know, if FMU goes under like it may with this court case, this is what you can look forward to. Clearwater, Florida. A radio station in this Gulf Coast city has come up with a novel format and a catchy entry into the 90s, playing nothing but songs recorded by the defunct rock group Led Zeppelin. Now, before you know, defunct rock group, can you imagine those guys sitting at home looking at the receipts from the Stones and the Who tour? They won't be defunct long.
Uh-uh.
Wait till next summer. Anyway, the station first confused listeners on Sunday, the last day of 1989, by playing only one Led Zeppelin song, Stairway to Heaven, over and over for 24 hours. Before each playing of the song, which is among the most requested rock songs in radio, right up there with Jailbait, folks, the station repeatedly announced, "It's coming tomorrow, your Stairway to Heaven station."
How long do you think it took them to notice that they were playing it over and over again? I mean, you have to sit through the whole thing to notice that, right?
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody would have noticed any difference from any other of these classic rock stations.
It turns out that Led Zeppelin is the biggest record seller in East Germany now, over the wall.
Yeah. Well,
that's so nice to know.
If everybody would take their copy of any Led Zeppelin records they can find and hurl them over the wall, that'd
there
be fine
go.
With me. Anyway, more news from the rock world, folks. You got one more? Ted Nugent catches deer kill fever. Some rock stars merchandise T-shirts and posters to their fans. Guitar titan Ted Nugent markets deer scent musk and home videos of hunting kills.
Mm-hmm.
The Motor City Madman, as Nugent bills himself, is now supplementing his income as a high decibel performer with Grand Haven, Michigan, with a Grand Haven, Michigan operation called Ted Nugent's Bow Hunters World Incorporated. Mm-hmm. It's a family-run business. His wife, sister, and brother-in-law are all involved. And it functions as a bow hunter's emporium and lobbying group for the sport. He's unveiled a new magazine, Ted Nugent's World Bow Hunters. And his sister, Kathy O'Keefe, terms it morally sound hunting.
Mm.
if you're a good enough shot to drop the poor critter.
That's the idea, I guess.
Yeah, that's the real macho man
hunter. Yeah. He brings the meat home.
Anyway, he's got
family.
This great video. It's the down-to-earth home video. 10 explicit kills with Ted Nugent's music on the soundtrack. And he also, and this might help for you guys who have a hard time finding a date.
Okay.
He's got a patented Scent-O-Matic, the only adjustable heavy-duty scent dispenser on the market. That's, you know, if you want to attract wild animals.
Well, yeah, well, that's important because the deer have a very good sense of smell, so you have to disguise your nasty old heavy metal rock and roller smell, otherwise they run away.
He also has some personally autographed white arrows for your crossbow. Well, I think we should seriously consider the idea of a crossbow as a good urban defense weapon, especially, you know, where we live.
Yeah, I think it would beat out the golf club any day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It doesn't go up against Uzis very well, you know? It's
yeah, but right. They're sneakier, and I think they're legal.
Uzi. And so easy to hide.
Yeah.
Armor
no,
piercing.
But if you're walking down the street with one, people will probably leave you alone.
They have
right?
the little yeah. they have the little pocket ones that you strap onto your wrist.
They got those road sure. warrior chops? That's what I should get, I guess. Anyway, I don't think we're going to get a vibe report, but we got a contest here. No, we'll do the contest after the VOM set because we got to play. We're going to do is going to be identical. We'll play a record and then we'll tell people whoever identifies it wins the 2 tickets to see Roscoe's Gang. But we got this groovy live tape here of the last time Roscoe's Gang played, which was at a party over at A's on Broom Street. So let's kick our VOM set off with that. The Sco Meister himself.
Thank you. Maybe we'll check one more out here.
got the green light, baby. I got to be moving on. I got the green light, baby. I got to be moving on. I might go out to California, I might go down to Georgia.
This is a hit!
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, this is The Hound, WFMU, East Orange. That was our VOM set. For those of you who can't resist turning it up beyond the pain threshold, world-famous Blue Jays there with Motor City on Wheels. They'll be at the Lone Star Wednesday with Roscoe's Gang. And that's their brand-new 45. It's in the stores. And for you truck fans, we have a little truck driving music. We have a special Trucker's Hillbilly Hangover coming up later, and this wild girl just called in. There's the Monster Trucks at Madison Square Garden tonight.
Ooh.
Yep.
Probably sold out.
Probably the loudest thing you'll ever hear.
Right. Bring your ear.
Counting backwards, we're J.J. Cale, my hero of heroes. A guy so lazy he used to, like, have a couch and a TV on stage. we went to see him last year, me and
what?
Sco and Quine. And you could smell him from the back of the club. Yeah. With Call Me the Breeze. We heard Neil Young with Surfer Joe and Moe the Sleaze. And Roscoe's Gang 89 with Don't Cry No Tears. Okay, we got some tickets to give away for Sco's gig Friday at Maxwell's in Hoboken.
Oh.
Get in free. We're going to give away two pair of tickets. The first two folks who call in and tell me who is singing this next song. I'll give you a hint. It's nobody that was ever in the Beach Boys. Phone number here, area code 201. You got your crayon out there, folks? 678-7743. This is Friday, a week from yesterday, Maxwell's in Hoboken. All right, we're going to play this record. If you know who sings it, call it in, 678-7743. And you win two tickets to see the SCO. Okay, we got two wieners. Here, write this guy's name down right under the first winner's name. Wait, get the rest of this thing off. Okay, we got two winners. That song was Beach Girl. And the artist was Pat Boone, of all people, huh? How about that?
How about it?
From the album Pat Boone Imitates Brian Wilson.
White Bucks.
At Charles Manson's Barbecue. And we'd like to thank Bob Quine for turning me on to that record. So, two lucky sets of folks get to go see Roscoe's Gang. And we get to go back and play some trashy rock and roll records. We got one here queued up. This is Red Berry.
In my style. Well, we drive down the street, she says, close to me. All the boys look in the holler, ooh, we want a dolly.
What a honey.
Oh, what a honey.
What a dolly.
You can stand in love, but don't you touch. She's my little gal that I love so much.
Never let her go.
She got dark brown hair and the sweetest lip. She makes my little old heart just flip. What a dolly.
What a honey.
Oh, what a honey.
What a dolly.
She got big blue eyes and a sweet
mine, oh mine. This is a hit!
I'm a spaceman sent from the moon. Shine up a missile and head this soon. Let's go!
Because this motherfucker's got rhythm, hasn't he?
Here's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
Well, I gotta find someone who needs me. I gotta find someone who cares. And I know that when I find her, I'm gonna love her through the years. She'll be my baby, 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 baby. She'll be my loving baby doll. She'll be my baby, 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 baby.
Here, WFMU East Orange, got the legal ID right on the nose. And what kind of idiot you think that was leaning on the doorbell for 10 minutes straight with that stupid light bulb in my eyes? Is that somebody on Lori's show? Should we just Are they in the building? Can we go downstairs?
I think it was a trick-or-treater from last year.
Yeah, can I beat their face in right here? Anyway, I guess it's that time of the year, folks. It's our first show in January when we announce the Media Star of the Year, 1989.
Oh, good. It's gonna... Now is the time...
This is a hit!
Nope, that's not the... God, can't cue anything today.
Mm-hmm. I think you're in the running again, Han.
No, what we have to do is... Go like this.
Maybe it's that light damage.
No, it's just besides that, and that stupid turntable embedded in Jello. It took me 20 minutes to cue that one song. I just screwed up my whole show. Yeah. Let's see if we can get this good part. We're trying to get the trumpets cued.
So who's in the running?
Yeah.
Well, in the running, not too many this year. Basically, who did we have? Chuck Berry, Richard Ramirez, and that's it.
And that's it?
There were a bunch of duds this year. Who would you have given it to?
I don't know. Our president, probably, but that's besides...
This sounds like tension. That's not big announcement.
Maybe we should do a little vaudeville while we're waiting.
Let's give up. Here it is.
Bye.
Back in the mood, I'm ready to go.
Richard Ramirez, the L.A. Night Stalker, of course. This year's Media Star of the Year. When sentenced to death, he said, "Death goes with the territory. See you in Disneyland." So, Richard Ramirez, the Hound salutes you. It ain't easy being sleazy, I tell you.
Soon to be seen on network television. He had the script down.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get right back into it. I need a cigarette. I have to go out there, so we're going to play some more records. I got this one. I got like a whole set of rock and roll singers who sit when they pee. Kick it off with Laura Lee Perkins.
Okay.
Beavers, and they can't wait to show you how it's done.
We've made it to the top, but we started at the bottom.
We work our tails off all night long.
I've got all the business I can handle since I learned to use my head.
Eager Beavers, rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Mighty as the world he mastered. Brawn against beast.
Flesh against fang.
Courage against claw.
Beauty more brilliant than the sun. More hypnotic than the moon. Eve.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Lava bed of lust.
Swifter than an eagle. Tougher than a tiger. More majestic than the king of beasts. Adam.
Taste the forbidden fruit.
See.
The sin.
Adam.
And Eve.
In volcanic color. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Martian May and antenna.
It's jolting.
It's jarring.
It's the combination motion picture program that hits you where you live.
Two new shock-filled stories of today's reckless, wayward girls.
On the same show, Girls on the Loose and Live Fast, Die Young.
Girls on the Loose, trigger-happy, thrill-hunting gang girls on the loose in big-time crime.
Living their dangerous lives to the hilt.
A drama told with excitement that cuts at you like a switchblade knife. Girls on the Loose.
Plus, this co-headline thrill hit, Live Fast, Die Young, the sin-streaked story of the runaway teenage girls of today's beat generation.
Drama told through broken homes, skid row bars, penthouse girl traps, where girls on the road learn to follow the code, live fast, die young.
See the year's all-new shock combination, Girls on the Loose and Live Fast, Die Young.
Well, I've got the love that moves the soul. He sure knows how to rock and roll. Cause he's a tough lover. Yeah, yeah, he's a tough lover. Woo! He's a tough lover. Yeah, yeah, tough lover. When he kisses me, I get a thrill. But when he does that wiggle, I can't keep still. Cause he's a tough lover. Yeah, yeah, he's a tough lover. Woo! A tough lover. Yeah, yeah, tough lover. The seven sisters have nothing on him. I'm talking about loving him. James's blue suede shoes. He's a tough lover, yeah, yeah. He's a tough lover, woo. Tough lover, yeah, yeah. Tough lover.
Ever conceived by the minds of vicious men.
I don't care how they get you back. They get $50, whether you're dead or alive.
Women in Cages, starring Judy Brown, Pam Grier, Roberta Collins, Jennifer Gann, and many, many others. Innocent young girls held in cruel bondage, sold to the highest bidder. See them in action. See them in love. See them in terror. Women in Cages, in color, rated R.
Jimmy to the break of dawn. Now everybody.
Back in the States.
Right. Hound here. WFMU East Orange. That was Wanda Jackson with There's a Party Going On. We heard Etta James with Tough Lover. Fat 2. Jan Amber with The Little Martian. Betty James, I'm a Little Mixed Up. We opened up with Laura Lee Perkins and Don't Wait Up for Me. We didn't say what we heard in the set before that, now did we?
No, and none of our callers.
All right, if you can remember back that far, we heard Backwards to Forwards, Tiny Tim Bowman with I Gotta Find Someone New, Roscoe Gordon, Hey Hey Girl, Jackie Burns, Hey Then There Now, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters with The Float, and we opened that set with Red Berry and What a Dolly. For you listeners of Japanese extraction, that's Red Berry, not Lead Belly. Okay, renouncements. Roscoe and Roscoe's gang at Maxwell's next Friday at the Lone Star along with the world-famous Blue Jays this Wednesday. Tonight at Madison Square Garden, the Monster Trucks in 2 weeks at the Lone Star. And the weekend after next is Booker T and the MGs. Congratulations to our media star of the year, Richard Ramirez. And we got one more news story there, Sal?
Oh, yeah. We've got one about a man who sets his clothes on fire in a pile at a homeless shelter and then drove off naked in a fire official's car with the lights flashing as firefighters battled the blaze.
I hate when that happens.
It was a shock to see the car coming by you with the lights flashing, said firefighter Jack Amick. He was running the stoplights. Anyway, they said he was among the residents evacuated during the blaze. Johnson wasn't wearing anything, said Battalion Fire Chief Herman Boney. I guess it's a...
Is that a crime?
Possible 1990 Genius Award.
Yeah. Inspired says, crime, anyway.
Later, an assistant fire chief discovered his car missing. He had left the keys inside.
Well, we don't have too much time for too many more news stories, so we can just read some headlines. Call it Cattle Number 5, Cow Finds Perfume Utterly Delightful. Police try to link admitted rapist to unsolved murders with a man dubbed the Vampire Rapist.
It's a graphic possibility.
Female cabinet minister drops challenge to sumo tradition.
You have to be really fat to be one of those, I think.
Leaky toilet may have partly caused an engine to fall off a Northwest Airlines jetliner. Bobby Seale put on probation after writing bad checks in a financially disastrous venture to sell ribs at a barbecue festival.
That's right, there were checks for ribs.
Yeah. Homeowner's booby trap fatally wounds intruder.
Yeah.
Debate flares over shooting of woman mistaken for deer.
Was that Mr. Nugent again?
Yeah, no, the antlers.
I believe so. Yeah, she got it with the crossbow.
Mrs. Nugent, perhaps.
Crewman of a Navy weapons train that ran over a peace activist and cut off his legs cannot sue the victim and his fellow demonstrators for causing them emotional distress. A judge said.
Choo choo, Charlie.
Health permit required for crack houses in Kansas and Seattle.
Yeah, they have to take a 3-day drug handling course before they can be permitted to do
it. But we don't have too much time left. We got a lot of records to play. We still have to do, we got some more of these trashy rock and roll 45s and a hillbilly hangover for the truck drivers. Let's just get to it.
Play the scratchy
ones. Here's a good
ones.
One. Yeah, I got a real scratchy one here by Leon Peels of the Blue Jays, one of his great solo efforts.
Scratch it up.
There that I had had to blow cotton head. Cotton head. Cotton head. Cotton head. Cotton head. Just out of bed, but it won't be long before it's back again. Now I've been standing there in the bin. And through the years I've met a lot of bad men. The morning bills was bad, I know. But none of them cats was tough as cotton head, Joe. Cotton head. Back again. Woo!
To cut your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
Yeah. everybody that the hound told you so.
Said that.
Love you so. so I was a fool, I broke the rules, crazy me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yes, this is the Hound, and you're tuned in, WFMU East Orange. That was Arthur Gunter with Crazy Me. Counting backwards, Dale Vaughn, How Could You Be Mean to Me? Johnny Jenkins and the Pine Toppers with Pine Top. Carl Newman and his Nighthawks romping and stomping. And Leon Peels opened it up with Cottonhead Joe. Once again, folks, we'll send out our plea here. You know, there are two kinds of people in this world, my kind and scumbags, and that other kind, they're after us. WFMU's broadcast license is being challenged by three non-commercial radio stations. These three stations are lobbying the Federal Communications Commission to cut our power down from its current whopping 1,440 watts to 650 watts, or just enough power to get it, like, from the microphone to the door here. If this happens, we would lose over half our listeners, probably you listening too, and have a very difficult time raising money to stay afloat. We are not mentioning these other stations by name over the air because we don't want to get sued for libel or slander, but you can find out more by reading an article in this week's Village Voice, page 66, if you just want to, like, read it on the newsstand and not pay a dollar. If you would like to help us, we are asking listeners to write letters of support to us. We're going to collect several thousand letters, we hope, and then submit them to the FCC. Please do not write the FCC. They will just throw your letter away. Your letter should contain the following information. How long have you been listening to FMU or contributing? If you have trouble picking up the station and listen anyway, mention that. Talk about what the station means to you. Mention whether you'd be able to find a substitute for FMU if we were to disappear. Be sure to include your name and address. Go get your crayon. Write your letter to WFMU, attention, Ken Friedman, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. Okay, got it?
Do it.
And while you're at it, you might want to look up Sid Holt in the phone book, that creepy editor from Rolling Stone that I hate. No. Anyway, let's go to Hillbilly Hangover to send this out to all the truck drivers.
Now, now, now.
Slab. I got my foot on the floor, moving this cab. Trailer swaying, bucking the wind. Broken out, running from the rain coming in. Tail light blinking like I'm sitting in court. Running slick all over the road. My load of ship, I got a flapping top. Narrow bridges in the curtain shop. I'm in straight and run out. If these brakes fail, feel like old Daniel Boone blazing the trail.
He sees this mounted policeman on this horse, and he walks up, and this policeman hears a noise and looks around, hears this
goddamn Akers driver's got this horse's tail holding it up in the air and got two fingers stuck up the horse's ass. And he pulls him out and he's rubbing those fingers over his mouth. The policeman looked back and said, "What the hell's wrong with you?" This drunk Akers driver said, "I got a fever blister." Policeman said, "A fever blister?" Said, "Damn, that ain't gonna cure it." The Akers driver says, "Sure, I know that. It'll damn sure keep you from licking your lips, I'll tell you that much."
Feeling tired and weary from my head down to my shoes. Feeling tired and weary from my head down to my shoes. Got a low down feeling. Truck driver's blues. Ride, ride, ride on into town. There's a honky-tonk girl waiting for me, and I've got lots of troubles to drown. Never did have nothing, ain't got nothing much to lose. I never did have nothing, ain't got nothing much to lose, except this low-down feeling, truck driver's blues. Ride, ride, ride on into town. There's a honky-tonk girl waiting for me, and I've got lots of troubles to drown. I never did have nothing, ain't got nothing much to lose. I never did have nothing, ain't got nothing much to lose, except this low-down feeling, truck driver's blues.
Planning on having this truck driver's convention there in Nashville. And this preacher was preaching on it. He said, them truck drivers is terrible. He said, they're awful. Said, when them truck drivers leave Nashville, there'll be enough empty beer cans laying around on the street to build a tractor and trailer. There was a girl sitting in the back, was a waitress at a truck stop, and she'd got caught up in the momentum of his sermon. She jumped up, she said, "Yeah, and there'll be enough used rubbers out there to put tires on them, too."
Hitchhiking, baby, don't you flag my truck. Hey, hitchhiking, baby, don't you flag my truck. He's traveling with him, always bring bad luck. Well, I picked up a baby down in Houston, Texas. Hey, I picked up a baby down in Houston, Texas. She got so friendly, I don't need any vibration. Okay.
dress too. Oh. Hey, I bought her supper, I bought her breakfast too. Plum bassinetti by those eyes of blue.
Americans.
Honey, when do you want to have the Nelsons over for a barbecue?
Sunday, 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 Sunday!
Jay Cook has hot rod truck and tractor pull announcer's disease.
See Big Beefy Bob Kebab slap his meat to the grill with a hot fuel charcoal startup. Thrill his Big Bun Daddy matches wits with Flaming Frank in a smoky mesquite hibachi burnout.
There is no cure, no hope for this tragic condition which can strike anywhere.
Let's go to the drive-in tonight, dear. Should we take the Buick?
Let's take the super colossal 4x4 car-crushing Bigfoot.
Huh?
Send your dollars to the Foundation for Hot Rod Truck and Tractor Pull Announcer's Disease, Hollywood, California.
Honey, it's Friday night. You know what that means.
Action, 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 action!
Please help.
Well, behind the wheel of a big, big truck, well, I feel right at home. 'Cause I've been behind a big, big truck for so doggone long. I don't feel right if I'm not hurting her. Well, on down the road. Yeah, shifting gears, pushing the pedal and letting the black smoke roll. Oh, letting the black smoke roll. I pushed them from California, well, all the way back to Maine. From the great salt lakes of Utah, through the snow, sunshine, and rain. The northern lakes, the sunshine state. And the old dust bowl. Well, shifting gears, pushing the pedal and making the black smoke roll. Well, making the black smoke roll. Behind the wheel of a big, big truck is the lap I love so fine. Many times and a lot of tickets I've paid a lot of fines. They're making me push her on. Well, right down the road. Shifting gears, pushing the pedal and letting the black smoke roll. Yeah, letting the black smoke roll. Behind the wheel of a big, big truck, I feel right at home. I've been behind a big, big truck for so doggone long. I wonder when the time to leave this whole world behind. If the Lord will let me hurt my truck up in that city so fine. Up in that city so fine.
Hi, everybody. It's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here.
I stopped at a roadhouse in Texas. It was a little place called Hamburg Dam. And I heard that a
playing a song about a truck driving man. Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play the truck driving man. The waitress just brought me some coffee. Spit in me, 'cause I'm a truck driving man. Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play the truck driving man. And then like a flash I was gone. I got them old truck wheels rolling, I'm on my way to San Antonio. Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. That's it. That's our big rig special hillbilly hangover. Finishing it off with Buck Owens and Truck Driving Man. We are Harold Crosby, Big Big Truck. Lonnie Lilly with Truck Driver Special. Red Simpson with Truck Driver Blues. And we open up with Little Ben and his Cheers and Roll That Rig. Once again, the world-famous Blue Jays, Kings of Rig Rock, will be at the Lone Star Cafe Wednesday, opening up for Roscoe the Vibe Meister, his first, almost a year since his last New York solo appearance.
Long overdue.
Right, and he'll also be at Maxwell's in Hoboken on Friday. And I don't know where he'll be at the Green Parrot in Neptune, New Jersey, but I don't know the day on that one. He'll also be appearing on Nick Hill's live music Faucet Drip Drip. I don't think it's supposed, it says on the sheet here tomorrow, but I doubt that's true. It's probably going to be next Sunday, but maybe it is tomorrow. Tune in anyway. It's like Sunday, this station, 8 o'clock. Good lead into Married with Children. Anyway, well, what's going on? We only have time for one more record. We don't have time for two.
Play the good one, I'd say.
Play the good one? Mm. Well, so I guess, you know what we should do? We should just go through our usual finale. Let me find the Sig Howdy loop. We'll just do it right now, and then we'll get out of here. And we'll beat the traffic back. We'll go get us, we'll go squid up.
Yep.
And next week we'll come back and hopefully get it right. Mm-hmm. Once again, we'd like to congratulate our media star of the year, Richard Ramirez, the L.A. Night Stalker.
Yeah,
it ain't easy being sleazy, and we hope to do a live remote from his execution. And by the way, you know, get... There it is. Here's our Big Hound finale tape.
Yeah.
The Sig Howdy loop. We're actually saying Sig Hound. Oh, okay. Laurie S. is up next. Like to thank...
Try to stay awake for the last 2 minutes of the show there, Hound, all right?
I'll work on that. I'd like to thank Sally and Andy, my personal bartenders.
Yeah, we're mixing it up here.
And that's it. WFMU, East Orange. Let's get out of here. All aboard the night train.
Now.
Yeah.
Thank you.